There had been rumors of gold in this area for years, but there always seemed to be a better place to find more of it. Eventually, mines turned back to Wyoming, and thousands of people followed the reports from the hills around Willow Creek. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1840s, a lot of pioneers were heading west to Oregon and California over trails that passed through central Wyoming. There was something that caught the eye of a few of those travelers.
They're noticing something in the creeks, this little shiny substance that's called gold.
But Joseph Ashman says there was a reason people simply passed by what they saw here at the time.
There's also gold out in California. And at the time, the California Gold Rush is the big news, so they'd rather go out to California and do their gold mining there.
But the gold rush in California eventually played out, and thoughts turned back to this area of Wyoming.
So we end up with these four soldiers from Fort Bridger, and they were on a temporary leave of absence, and they decided, you know what? Let's try to find where this gold is actually coming from.
They tracked the source up the Sweetwater River to Willow Creek, and then the hills around that water source.
And they find this huge quartz vein on the surface with gold embedded in it. And these soldiers are ecstatic, and they start mining this gold, and they eventually go back to Fort Bridger and start bragging to all their friends about how much gold they found.
And word spread quickly.
The following year, they come back, and there's 2,000 people all trying to get rich just like they did.
Soon, a town named South Pass City came to life with over 2,000 residents.
They very quickly end up building temporary establishments here.
But the boomtown lives on, and there's more next time as we travel the countryside. At South Pass City, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCray.